want to say a few things before Mike comes and preaches. We just as an update, really, like to start off with on what the Lord has done since the Fishers came in. Last week, we were in a total, as far as visiting is concerned, we were in five different schools. We were in Jefferson High School. East Jackson Middle School. It was East Jackson High School. We were in Commerce High School, and then Jackson County High School. Of those ones we visited, we had a great meeting with the principal of East Jackson Middle. Sat down and had a talk with her. She's very interested in getting us lined up for next year, for coming in. That would be sixth and seventh graders, and having Mike come in for a week. We also met with the Commerce High School principal, city school. That's Mr. Will Smith, and we gave him a hard time about his name. He liked that. He said, "Yeah, I get it all the time." But Mr. Smith was super nice, and he has scheduled us. He scheduled us for a week in November. That we're going to be, Mike's going to be coming back. He's going to be in classes every single day. And who knows what the Lord's going to do with that. But he was gladly. We'll be with them Thursday in their FCA meeting. He says they have sometimes up to 100 kids. And we were like, wow, man, that's a tremendous turnout. And we're like, man, what was the secret? He said Chick-fil-A biscuits. So I guess that he does what he has to. He gets them in there. They come. But nevertheless, we're going to be there Thursday morning. Mike will be preaching to them. We thoroughly enjoyed being with East Jackson High and their FCA meeting. I think there was at least 40 kids there, 30 to 40 kids. Brother Brad Stringer, he led that meeting that morning, introduced Brother Mike, did a great job. And Mike gave a devotion that morning for about 10 minutes. And those athletes there listened to the Word of God very attentively, didn't they, Brother Mike? I was watching their faces. They were very interested in what Mike had to say. He challenged them. And Mr. Dixon has us coming back Thursday, correct? Or is it Tuesday? Tuesday. Tuesday we will be back at East Jackson High School. We'll be in classes. We'll be in health classes. And we're going to meet with the assistant principal who will be the principal next year. Mr. Dixon's he resigned and is going to another high school in Georgia. What is her name, Brad? Palmer. Yeah, I think Ms. Palmer will be taking that. So hopefully we'll get a chance to meet her and get something lined up for next year as well. So it's looking really good. You continue praying. You folks have been praying about that. And God is answering prayers. So please don't stop praying. Praying that God will give us these open doors in our public schools. Hey, folks, that's our community. It really is. And we can't take this lightly. We can't fumble here. And we got to let the Lord just open these up for us and be ready to walk through the doors that He gives. We're praying about Jackson County and Jefferson right now. We'd love to meet with those principals. We've been by there to talk with them, and it sounds like they're interested to speak with us. It's that time of year, end of year, things going on, and we're not sure if it'll happen, but we're praying it will. But nevertheless, we'll be busy, and the Lord is opening up some great doors, and thankful for that. And so this week, please be in prayer as we'll go around visiting once again, as we're in these schools. Pray for divine appointments. Pray that God's hand be on Brother Mike as he goes into these classes and speaks to these young people, and that he'll use him mightily. And I'm so thankful for his ministry. Mike is a friend as well. He's an encourager. And it's been great to have he and his family here, Beth and the children, Abby and Emily and Chris and Johnny. We love them and appreciate them just doing what they do. And you know what they do? They serve the Lord. And are a great blessing to many folks around the country. Brother Mike's going to be coming in here in just a second and speaking on a subject that is needed today. It's relevant. It's something that is helpful, and I know I'm not as qualified as Brother Mike because he works with teenagers every single week of his life, pretty much. He works with young people, youth groups. He preaches to them. He encourages them. He counsels them. He talks with parents. And by the way, teen parents, if you have any questions or just things that you're not sure about in that realm, feel free to talk to Brother Mike. He will help you any way he can. That's what he's here to do. He's here to serve our local church these 2 weeks. And he's done that greatly, and I appreciate it. But I just believed it was a good thing for Mike to be able to talk about this tonight. I said, Mike, brother, if you could, I feel like we need some encouragement in this area. And I feel like you would know a lot more about it than I would. And so he said, no problem, preacher. I'll help you any way I can. So, Brother Mike, we're praying for you, brother. You come and just preach what God's put on your heart. Appreciate you. I love you, man. Amen.
All right. Look at this, Sam. I'm learning. I turned that on. I didn't even need the little note thing that they put up there. That's really good. You never spoke up here. They got a little thing, a little sign back here. I like it, man. Hey, I appreciate you, sound man. I know there's about 12 of you that rotate in there. And that's unusual for a church to have. And I know Sam had expressed to me this morning how much he appreciates that. And I'm sure Mike could say the same thing. Many people could say, I appreciate how people go through that. Because when you're back there, you can listen to it, but you can't get it all. You're not listening more attentively. You just want nothing to mess up. So you're a little bit on edge back there at times. Because nobody recognizes a sound man until everything messes up. And that's the truth, man. Nobody really cares if the garbage man, you know, is going around doing stuff unless they don't pick up your garbage. Then we get a little frustrated with them, okay? So I want to tell you this. Teens, listen, tonight I'm not against you by any means. And parents, listen, I'm not anti-social media by any means. As a matter of fact, every platform of social media, I just about have it on my phone. I really do. So I'm not anti using your phone or anti-social media. Remember that group of people years ago? Maybe you're one of them said, I'm never going to use the internet, amen. Well, good luck, because every workplace uses it now, bud. You know what I mean? You can be so baby with the bathwater and throw everything out. Now, some of you are old enough, you don't have to touch anything on the internet. You're like, use a mouse? What is that? A little squeaky thing run across. I ain't put my hands on that furry little beast. I understand that. I get it. Okay? Then don't worry about it. If it doesn't have to get into your realm, don't worry about it. But I will say this. Technology is not something to be running away from. It is something at times, many times, to be embraced. The reason why is because it's going to put more work on our plate, and it's going to be absolutely something we need to learn. It's like going back to school at times. Preacher said this, and I'll mention it because we talked about it earlier. They have a book for dummies on everything, man. You can get Snapchat for dummies if you want to. You can get Snapchat for, I mean, you can get dummy anything. Okay? So please, 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 it's worth the effort you would put into studying it. I'm giving you worst case scenarios, what I'm going to give you tonight. We'll give you worst case scenario, but I'll say that I'm speaking from a platform of I do it. Not this tonight, which I'm going to talk about, but I do the social media, and I feel like I'm very protected in it. My wife will tell you, I want to say a couple things because these are some misconceptions. Turn to Proverbs 22 if you could. Proverbs 22 verse 6 is a passage I'm sure you know, and many of you have heard this before. You say, is it a promise or a principle? I'm not going to answer that question. You answer that for yourself. That's been a debate for years. Promise or principle? Yes, both of them, okay? Promise and principle. You'll know the verse when you get to it in Proverbs 22 verse 6 because this is primarily from the older generation to the younger generation. Didn't you have your issues? It wasn't a phone, was it? Baby boomers. It wasn't a phone, was it? Something else, wasn't it? There was something else that took your time. There was something else that the parents at that time were saying, this is going to kill our kids. All they do is this all the time. Now, what it was, I don't know. You're just so much older than I am. I'm just kidding. You know what it was in mine? I didn't pay attention, man. That bicycle, I rode all around. Everybody wants to try to get everybody back outside. I'm telling you what, you know what my parents said? You spend too much time outside. Why don't you spend a little bit of time home? Well, parents want it the other way now, don't they? I want you driving around. Listen, we've had all these different things, and I'm for it. My kids, honestly, they do the video games. They do the other things, and they can get around the phone. Really, I can get around the phone better than they can any day of the week, man, because I'll study the stuff. But I will tell you this, is that they get inside, they get outside just as much as each other, man. They'll sit down and play a video game, and they'll go out there and wrestle an alligator if I let them. Well, that's just John. But for the most part, they'll do it. Let me preface this, too, because we've already been to a couple houses. I sit out there and look at Brother Jason. Remember Brother Jason's house, man? They got a swimming pool out back, amen. I think every spiritual person should. It's all private. Neighbors ain't peeky-peeking. I like that. And I'll tell you this. My kids got in that pool. With the fishers, you get what you get and you don't get upset, amen. It's just the way life is. Did they get spankings? That's for their bottom to know and for you not to find out. But I will tell you this, I had a good time. I've had a good time with people. I just point out Jason because we had a great time over there at his house. We had a great time with the Swaffers the first day over at the Red House. And we've just been doing a lot of things. We just were out with the Jemanskis. We had a great time out there. The kids went out and saw the goats, and Johnny would have wrestled with them. They got some puppies over there, and I'm going to tell you, we had a good time with those puppies. My little daughter wanted to bring another one home, and I've learned a great answer for that. No way. Nope. No way. You can practice that all you want, but it's a real good thing for parents to know. Nope. No way. You can use that. You take that, tuck it in your hip pocket. Here it is. I want to try to help you with a couple different things. And verse six of chapter 22 says this: train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Now, is that a promise or a principle? I believe both, and I'm not going to delve into it because there's a lot of debate in the theological realms that goes into that. Now, I do believe this. You train up a child right, and he'll turn out right. And you say, what if he doesn't turn out? Well, then that means this. He actually has a free will, okay? Amen? And there is a free will in kids. So I'm not going to sit there and say, I got a recipe in my pocket that if you do it just like this, it's going to work that way every time. Well, Jesus Christ did everything perfect, and there's still people that turn away from him, friends. So I just want to be very practical, okay? I don't have a rote list. You say what he's going to talk about is monitoring the phones tonight, because it's not really computers anymore. Your computer is right there in your hand now. You have the power in your hand that they had in whole entire rooms way back in the 60s, okay? So now you got everything in your hand. It's not ever about monitoring a device or actions. It's about monitoring the kid's heart. That's what it's about. It's about monitoring your own heart, teenager. It really is. And young person, it's about monitoring your heart. And let me say this, it's about respecting your parents and their position. Someday you're going to have kids. Guess what, man? Teenagers, listen, someday you're going to have kids. And you're going to realize that, man, you're going to get a kid just like you. I know that. Just like you someday. And then you get to deal with it, amen. And that was your parents laughing, just in case you were wondering who that was. That's who that was. I'm just telling you, it ain't easy being a parent, and I surely know this, it ain't easy being a teenager, it ain't easy being a young person, all right? No, they don't understand, and you hope that they will, but if they don't, that's not the point. The point is said, you still got to obey, you still got to honor, okay? Parents said amen, but I will tell you this, parents, listen, you're not to frustrate that child. You're to raise them properly in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. That's a great responsibility as well. So I'd say there is a meeting in the middle, and the parents are always right when you get there. So anyway, as a result of all that, I want to tell you some dangers that are going on and say a few more things. A lot of people think this when it comes to phones, okay? I want to talk about this issue tonight. I'm going to be very appropriate, okay? I promise you, parents, I may use some terminology that seems a little bit risque, but I'm not trying for it to be risky. But this is what the teenagers, this is what I deal with every week. And I'm not talking about a one- or two-person level. I'm talking about high-volume level. I'm saying the FBI has jumped all over this right here. The FBI, Homeland Security, has jumped all over this. And it's this area. It's an area of sexting. I'm not trying to make anybody feel uncomfortable, but I need you to see this. And it's something that 13-year-old kids are being tried for as adults. You say, no, no, no. See, I know the rules, preacher. See, you can't try a 13-year-old kid as an adult. You tell the FBI that, friend, because they're not following that rule. When you got kids walking away from their cell phone as a sexual predator, it's a pretty big deal. And friends, again, at all times, if you feel like I'm being inappropriate, raise your hand and say, I think you're just being a parent. You say, stop right there. Stop right there, Mike, and I'll change some gears, okay? I'm here to help you. I'm not here to hurt you. Okay, Brother Mike, you just had to itch your ear. I saw that. He's just like, no, now I'm afraid to raise my hand. And Brother Jason's scratching, so I'm thinking, oh, man. Oh, I saw that too, sister. I see that hand. One other thing before we get into this subject is this, accessibility. You got to see this. You cannot protect an app. Do you know what I mean when I say that? If you got a Facebook app on your phone, APP, application, whatever you want to say, you got a Facebook app on your phone, you cannot protect that. You can put covenant eyes on your phone. You can put another protection on your browser, on your internet. You can protect that. Whether you got Chrome or whatever you got on there, if you're ungodly and you got a Google phone, that's okay. If you're godly and you got an Apple phone, yeah, that's fine. I can tell you what to do on the iOSs and stuff, but I will say this. I'm talking foreign to some of you. But right there on the browser, the thing you look at the internet on, you can monitor that. not perfectly, because you can always find a way around it, okay? I'm not a teenager, and I'll find a way around anything on your phone. You can find a way around it, but I will tell you this. You cannot protect an app. Doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, Facebook is for old people. I hope you old people realize that with me. Facebook is for old people. Teenagers, rarely. How many teenagers say, man, I'm actively on Facebook? There's one. She's like, am I an old person? No. Okay, one out of how many teenagers? Raise your hand. How many teenagers are here? Raise your hand. Cody looks like an adult, but trust me, he's a teenager. Many people, listen, out of all the teenagers here, we got one, and you guys are thinking, well, I thought that was a major social media outlet. No, it's not. It's not. As a matter of fact, you can't protect stuff on it neither. As old people as it is, you can't protect it. You can, listen, you can see anything you want to. Did you hear that? Anything you want to on Facebook. Wow. Now, the ones that we get a little scared about are actually a little more protected. It's very interesting, isn't it? Snapchat, as a matter of fact, is sometimes a little bit more protected. But the fact of the matter is, you can still access anything you want to on that. Why? Because it's an app. Anything in addition to your browser on your phone that you can get a little icon on your phone on, you can't protect them. None of them are protected. The teenagers know this. I know this. As a matter of fact, let me tell you about this app. This is an amazing one right here. There's a little app on there that you can get on. It's been around for years, by the way. I'm not telling anybody anything new, but it may be brand new to you today. It's passcode protected. As a matter of fact, the last one I had on my phone, because I was protecting my stuff as well, looked like a calculator. You know what the app was called? Calculator. Right underneath it, calculator. You know, if anybody would have looked at it, it looked just like the iPhone calculator. But all you had to do was maybe a code. Let's say 1771 equal sign, and you know what came up? A bunch of pictures, a bunch of videos, and a bunch of other things that nobody else can see on that phone. Friends, I'm just saying very simply, you got to be shepherding the heart of your children. You really have to be active in it. And teenagers, don't get upset when somebody takes your phone and says, hey, I heard that preacher talk about that tonight. Don't be upset afterwards if you find yourself over there at the little Mexican restaurant, you're trying to eat something, and somebody says, let me see that phone, and you check that phone out, all right? Listen, teenagers, you got to be willing to hand that phone over to them anytime. You really got to. You say, why? Because we don't know. We're in this stuff together. My wife at any time can take my phone from me and say, hey, Mike, I want to see that thing. You know what I have to do? Go ahead, baby. Take it. There's times, honestly, I'm not overprotective in my house, my wife will tell you. I don't know if there's a jealous bone in my body, to be honest with you. Now, if you go up and try to smooch on my wife, we're going to get real serious here all of a sudden, okay? But understand what I'm saying. I don't think there's a jealous bone in my body, but my wife, she'll leave her phone sitting around. You know what I know? I know all her passcodes. I can go up there and I can put 186548. That's not her passcode, but I can put that in and I can look at anything I want to at any time. You know what we try not to do? We don't ever erase our cookies. I know I lost a couple on cookies. We don't erase any of our data. Okay? When I find that data is erased, it's usually an indication that maybe, just possibly, there was something a little seedy going on. My wife doesn't erase any of those things on hers, and I don't erase mine. And if we do, we just simply tell each other, hey, I just erased this junk on my phone. I just need some more space. I try to be open with my wife about it. You say, why? Now, watch this. I hope you understand this. Because I don't trust myself. You catch that? I don't trust myself. I need somebody to be accountable. And when you're on the road all the time, my preacher doesn't come up and tap me on the shoulder because he's about 800, 900 miles away. So he can't tap me on the shoulder and say, hey, preacher, let me see your phone for a second, because he would. And so all I'm saying is you got to be able to be honest with your stuff. And you got to be careful. And when we get into this realm, I want to try to help you. When you watch this now, when you send a picture from your phone, best I can tell, when I was talking to some of the Jemanskis earlier, we were sitting around and talking. Some of it's just eye-opening, it really is, but this is reality. I remember people used to be so concerned about Snapchat, and when they sent it, it's only there. The picture's only there for about 10 seconds. Put it in your story, it's there a little bit longer, and sometimes you can take pictures of it, all these other things. All I'm saying is you got it there for a short time, and people would say, man, it's gone. In 10 seconds, that person can only see it for 10 seconds. Unless they take a screenshot of it, man, that baby is gone. Can I try to help you out? If I send something from my phone down here, and I thought, you know, Ben just went down to check out PCC with Kendra. Praise the Lord, they came back, and they came back a little tanner. Amen. We're excited about that. But let's say that I send you something down there in Florida. Well, you know, it doesn't just go from my phone to his home. It's not like, okay? It has to go from server to server to server to get to him. According to FCC law, I think it was 2 years ago, they said that everything that comes across their server, they need to record. You can be sitting up late at night and decide, I want to send Ben a picture of a little kitty because he looks like he likes fluffy kitties. So I'm like, you know, I'm going to send a nice fluffy kitty to Brother Ben. Do you know it goes to Brother Ben? But before it goes to Brother Ben and he sees that fluffy kitty, do you know it goes over here to Brad's server? I'm going to say it right, Ethan's server. And then it jumps back over to Jeremiah's server because it can't get through. And then finally it goes to Brad's phone. And it gets recorded each time. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Do you know this, my friends? You got a thing on your computer and you got a thing on your phone. It's called an IP address. That's your signature that is out there. That means that when you sign into a website, your signature, your IP address, it's like signing Mike Fisher right there on their log. There it is. Mike Fisher's been here, period. I'm out. Doesn't matter if I've been there 10 seconds. Doesn't matter if I've been there 2 years. I'm telling you, I'm on their server. That's why. That's why the ads start popping back up on your computer. Okay? Which brings a whole new answer to why ads pop up on our computer. Now, there is nobody out there that inappropriately puts ads. I understand you may get ads for some drug company or something like that. I get that. But there has never been a case, the best I know, not in our modern day things, there has never been a case where things just pop up. I'm not trying to indict anybody, and I don't know what excuses people use, but I'm going to tell you this. The reason why pornography gets on a computer is because somebody looked at it. That's why. Because they have your IP address. And now they're sending you all kinds of hookup things. Listen, friends, you're going to get the date lines and all these other goofy things and the dating apps. That's like what's so popular nowadays. I'm not talking about that stuff. I'm talking about the seedy stuff that pops up. You got to look at seedy stuff in order to get seedy stuff. Okay? I hope everybody's with me for the most part. Okay, let me see what else we can get before we actually get into this, and then we'll go ahead and go on. There's a couple Bible principles before I get into the meat of this, because this is happening all the time now. One is this for young men and young ladies: you got to protect yourself as well. But young men, you really do got to watch your eyes and what you put in. Okay, that's really a biblical principle. Job said this: I've made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? That's a phenomenal truth. You ought to make a covenant with your eyes. That means this: if something bad comes across, you say, "Eyes, you're in control. We're done with this." No, eyes, not going to do it. Because what goes in the eye gate is going to stick in the brain. And you never get rid of those images. I don't care how holy you become someday and how close to Jesus you get. I'm telling you, those images are ingrained on your brain. You can wash away and cleanse your mind by the renewing of the Word. I understand that. But there's, in an instant, that stuff will all come back again. One wrong moment, one wrong move, man, it comes back. You say, how do you know? Because I was not a perfect kid. I know I looked like it. I know I've always done everything right. That's what you're thinking. But no, I wasn't a perfect kid. Psalm 101 verse 3 said, I'll set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Friends, it's very simple. We just don't put those things before our eyes. And ladies, I'll tell you, there's some ladies out here that could help you and be an encouragement. So let me get into this tonight. I want to try to help you with respect, really respecting yourself, being careful with what you do. Because what you thought is what you did in your bedroom, nobody was ever going to know about it. But now what you realize is maybe that picture's on somebody else's computer now. Or maybe, just maybe, it went from tower to tower and it's sitting out there somewhere. And they know you, man. They know you. They know that 1.445.682.23.5, which is your IP address, boom, man, they're looking at this right here every night at 12 midnight. They know it, man. And they're going to market you, friends. In light of all those things, I want to say this and come from this realm because this is the awful part of it. And we can get in and break apart all your apps and all the other things. What about this app? What's it do? I'll show you on my phone what it does. What about Instagram? Instagram is still a major platform today. It really is. As a matter of fact, there's people that are making millions of dollars off Instagram. And it's still a major platform. And I would, if I would be willing to guess, there's probably many of the teenagers in here that still deal with the Instagram. Twitter is more business. You're not going to see a lot of teens on that at all. There's no really point for them to be on there. Snapchat, still a possibility. They'll still use that. And there's other ones that are coming out daily. So you can try to keep up with them. And as a parent, you ought to just Google apps that are coming out today. Google Go Home and Google scary apps. Google the apps that can be detrimental. Five most detrimental apps for your teenager, I would look all of them up. It's a quick read, man, but you'll see a list of apps, and you got to be careful. If you see them on teens, listen, don't try to hide them, just see them. And if you got an issue with it, man, I would go back to writing on stone tablets if I had a major issue with this stuff. I'm just being honest with you. We did make it before these things, okay? We really did. You say, what'd you do when I was a kid? There was this thing called, it was a phone. It was like a rotary dial even when I was a kid. I even remember party lines, amen. You say, what are those? Well, you get on, you party. No, you don't party. Everybody hears your conversation. They have a party listening to you talk is what they have a party. I think that's why they're called party lines. Some of you say, I'm a little young for that. That's all right. I just barely made it because I grew up in Hicksville, okay? Let's get into this. We'll be all done. Respecting yourself. Probably the person you least respect in this room is yourself. You say, why? Because you know yourself. You're going to cause yourself to do things and do things in secret that nobody else can see. And you got to be very careful about that. If I could say it this way, you're worth the respect. You are. It can lead to a lot of mishaps, and sexting is one of them, a problem to be warned against. The social danger with sexting is that the material can be very easily and widely propagated, over which the originator has no control. Did you know that 26% of your high schools do this? 26% of your local high schools, they say, are involved in this. Every time I mention this to your principals, right here, your principals here, while we're dealing with this and I'm trying to get into the school, you know what they said? Man, this is a huge problem. Huge problem. And one said this, 27% is at least the ones that admit it. Friends, I can tell you this, I was down in Texas, and Texas is awful broad, okay? I was down in Texas and I was talking to a buddy of mine down there who's a guidance counselor, and he said this. He said, listen, he said, we just busted in eighth grade, they had 2,500 kids in their school, in eighth grade we just busted a girl, a young girl, she's in juvenile hall right now, that was doing this. She had pulled so many pictures, she would snap pictures of people in the locker rooms, she would snap pictures of people, and she would make people send pictures to her, and then she would use it against them. She got her homework done. She got free lunches. She got money from them and all these other things. It was like the mafia down there, man, of sexting. And I will say this, the FBI walked in, and Homeland Security, they walked in because of the sex trafficking and everything else, and they said, listen, you're going away. And you know what happened? They put her away. Put her in juvie hall. At 13 years of age. But friends, can you imagine if your kid goes to school there? Pretty tough, isn't it? Friends, all I'm saying, research by the Internet Watch Foundation in 2012, of course the Internet's gotten so much better since then, amen. They estimated that 88%, did you catch that number? 88% of all self-made explicit images are stolen from their original uploaded location, typically social networks. They said this, they've made available on other websites, in particular porn sites, collecting sexual images of children and young people. The reports highlighted the risk of severe depression for sexters who lose control of their images and videos. The photos can also be used as blackmail or sent to friends after a nasty breakup or even while still in a relationship. I know, he loves me. I'm going to marry him someday. Whatever. If I had a dollar for every, listen, if I had a nickel for every time I heard, he loves me, we're going to get married someday, I'll send him that picture, everything would be all right. We would be on my private beach in Hawaii with my private jet and my private landing skip watching and making sure my private yacht doesn't sink. Friends, listen, that's nonsense. I'm all for high school love. I think it's a great thing. And some of you even talked to me, man, we got married, we were lovers. Scratch that one. Okay. We were in love in high school. Just get ahead of yourself. We were in love in high school, and we were high school sweethearts, and we married each other. I'm all for that, 100%. But do you know how rare that is? How rare that is? Friends, in light of all those things, you say, man, why would they steal? What, don't you know it's illegal if they take a photograph of one of those little kids and they put on a pornography? Don't you know that's illegal? The sites are illegal. Do you think they're going to look for permission? They're going to write you an email or a text and say, hey. By the way, let me say this. I've been in text conversations here for the past week with your teens. We're in this big text thing. And honestly, they've done everything appropriate. I've probably done the most inappropriate stuff. I sent a picture of this guy. He has a beard. Looks so hilarious. I said, hey, Brad, here's your girlfriend. And he had like a goatee, you know, and no beard here, but a goatee, and had these things. I'll show it to you afterwards. And he had a big smile, and half his teeth were gone. And I said, there's a picture of your girlfriend. So, listen, you can do everything appropriate. You really can. I was going to bring a picture of her tonight, or him, whatever it was, and put it on and show you. You can have fun with it. We had a great time. And these guys, let me say this, your teenagers have been absolutely appropriate. They really have been. They talk like teenagers, and some of the stuff nonsense. But any other than that, it's been really super appropriate. Maybe they have some other chat line that they're on, maybe. But all I'm saying is for what I've seen. Watch this now. Some teenagers who have texted photographs of themselves or of their friends or partners have been charged with distribution of child pornography. Friends, don't think it doesn't touch the church. People, you say that about suicide, ain't going to touch the church. Divorce, ain't going to touch the church. But I'm going to tell you what, it's touching the church all over the place. And friends, we can't hide ourselves from it. That's not what I'm saying, but we need to start mentoring the teenager's heart. I don't advocate this, neither. I don't advocate taking everything away, neither. I don't know if that's completely appropriate. Now, you're in charge of your house. I'm not in charge of your house. But I'd be very careful when just taking everything away like that. It's almost the whole thing of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. You be very careful about that. And if you've done that, I would set some guidelines up in your house. I really would. And take some time to sit down and say, okay, let's set some guidelines up, okay? I'm not indicting anybody because I really don't know. I'm just telling you things that I've seen. Watch this now. They've been charged with child pornography, while those that have received the images have been charged with possession of child pornography. Can I show you something? If I send an image, an inappropriate image to somebody else, I am charged with distribution. They are charged with possession. If they decide that they're going to send the image to 10 of their friends, do you know this? I'm charged with distribution to 11 people, not just one. I'm responsible for the original image. That means I got 11 counts against me. What if they decide to send it to the rest of the school? I'm in deep trouble, bud. Friends, this isn't just with adult to adult. This has happened peer to peer all the time. And honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if it happened in here. I just need you to know what you got involved in, how deep it is. I could take you to a school. Yes, it's public. I could take you to a Christian school and do the same thing. I could take you to homeschool and do the same thing. Okay, it's a little bit more protective. I was dealing with a guy, as a matter of fact, at a basketball camp that I was preaching for a buddy of mine, Mike Washer. This was years ago. I remember we were preaching. This kid come in. He says, my daddy protected me from everything. As a matter of fact, he didn't let me go to the teen events. Awana Kids Club, I didn't get to do none of that stuff. He says, he kept me home all the time. You know what? He looked in my face and he said this, I got a huge problem with pornography. See, it's not about protecting as much as it's about mentoring the heart. If you're going to protect something, protect the heart, okay? I'm not saying, okay, let's let everything in. Just give them a taste of everything. That is not what I'm saying. Don't misunderstand. I'm just saying you got to protect the heart. You got to get close to the heart of the child. You're not their enemy. You really are their friend. Although at times you think, man, I don't know if we are friends. These teenage years are going to kill me. They may. All I'm saying is this, is that many times we think, let me keep going here. In 2007, Australian teenagers from the state of Victoria, well, it's Australia after all, right, were persecuted as a result of sexting activity. Child pornography charges were brought against six teenagers, in Greensburg, Pennsylvania in 2009 after three girls sent explicitly photographs to three male classmates. It does not matter. Do you understand this? It doesn't matter if it's consensual. Doesn't matter if the mom and dad say everything's fine. You know, I was dealing with a guy out west, and this was out in Nebraska, and he'd give his story to you right now if he was standing here. Do you know that he sent an explicit, or you know, he was involved in an improper relationship with a young lady? She was 17 and he was 18. You know what happened? The parents said everything's fine. I know that seems odd to us, but the parents said everything's fine. This is no big deal. Do you know what the state of Nebraska said? Big deal. You know what they did? Sent him away to jail for a year and fined him and made him a sexual predator for the next 25 years. It's not about consensual. It's about what is the government saying about these things. So, friends, we need to be serious about this because this is what our teenagers are dealing with. Fort Wayne, Indiana, a teenage boy was indicted on felony obscenity charges. Did you catch that? Felony. No. No more hunting for you, son. No, you're not owning a gun. You're a felon. Felony obscenity charges for allegedly sending a photo of himself to several female classmates. Another boy was charged with child pornography in a similar case. And now here's where it gets serious. An 18-year-old high school graduate committed suicide after a improper photo she had transmitted via her cell phone to her boyfriend. Also was sent to hundreds of teenagers in her school. Other students who apparently continued to forward the image allegedly harassed the girl until she took her own life. Friends, I deal with this every week. Every week. And I do believe this. It does not all lie on the parents' shoulders. That's not what I'm saying. It's on the teenagers' shoulders too. But I need you to see this. You've got to communicate with your parents. No, they don't have it all figured out. But they'll never have it figured out if you don't help them. And parents, don't shy back from this stuff. It's not as hard as what you make it. It's not difficult. Anybody can. Everything's touchscreen today. You don't even need to know how to type. It's not as hard. You got an app for everything. Just hit a button. It's going to tell you what to do. You know, it's all right there. So it's not as hard as what we make it. And I don't want you to shy away from these things. I don't want you to shy away from the computer. I don't. I really don't. I think you should be engaged in it. I think in some aspects it can help you. Listen, I know there's always that one person. Listen, if you can put verses out there on the computer, I think it's a great thing. You put verses on Instagram, Facebook. But just live it, please. That person's always funny, huh? Puts that verse up there, and you thought, weren't they just cussing the other day? You know, what's wrong with this person? Blessed be the name of the Lord. People are weird. Let me say this, too. Social media can put you in a whole different genre. Here's another thing to be protected against since we're talking about the social aspect. You got to protect yourself against some of these video games that are on there, those little trite video games. You say, well, I played them. I've killed me a couple zombies in my day. Drop kick those things. Shoot them up. Talk to people all over the country, man. All over the world, as a matter of fact. You know what I found? It puts you in a whole different realm. You can be anything you want to be. Anything you want to be. It's like a play. And it'll trap you. It'll take your time. It really will. Those little stupid games will take your time. And parents, they'll take your money too, buddy. I'll tell you that. Think about the consequences. Here's what the FBI is saying about all this sexting, all this improper stuff. And I know this is the extreme, and I don't think everybody in here is indicted on these charges, okay? But let me try to help you. Think about the consequences of taking, sending, or forwarding a sexual picture of yourself or someone else underage. You could get kicked off sports teams, face humiliation, lose educational opportunities, even get in trouble with the law. No kidding. You can lose your job. It's a big deal. I was talking to a principal. Well, a principal was telling me about another principal in town. And he said this guy's no longer a principal here. This is why. Because he was holding on his computer. He was trying to bust a big ring of sexting that was going on, some improper images and stuff. So he decided to put them on his computer. No. No. He put them all on his computer. And when the police found out a year later, they came in. And they were. He was honestly. It was genuine. The police came in and walked in and put him in handcuffs. And took him away because he never let the law know. He thought, I'm going to build a case against them, and then we're going to bust these kids. Friends, it's happening all the time. Get kicked off the sports team. There was a guy, as a matter of fact, Coach Neil Ring over at Bob Jones. He's doing the program over there at Bob Jones. I got this whole new sports program over there. Neil Ring came from Maranatha. He's been my friend for years. I love Neil Ring. He's a great guy. He's the athletic director over there, and here's what he said. He said, we had a guy come and visit our school. And he said it was a good program. He was a phenomenal player. He was one of the best that I've ever seen play basketball. He said once he left our school, he put a couple things about Christian ethics, a couple things online, just some little things. He didn't put a bad photograph or anything. He just said, man, I don't know about all this religion stuff here. I don't know about all that. And he put a period. You know what happened? Coach Ring called him up on the phone and said, I'm sorry, sir. We don't need stuff like this. Over one message, one little thing changed everything. You could lose scholarships. There was a girl I remember that had applied to Harvard. And there she was. She was ready to get into Harvard. This is just 2 years ago. She's going to get into Harvard with almost nearly a full ride scholarship. She put one image online, and they saw it from when she was a teenager. She lost her scholarship. She lost all her opportunity. So need you to see, it's real stuff. What you look at is a real deal thing. Okay, so watch this now. FBI says, never take images. We're almost done here. Never take images of yourself that you wouldn't want everyone, your classmates, your teachers, your family, or your employers to see. Anybody that ever comes and works for me in the public schools, I always Google them. I always look at their Facebook. I always look at their Instagram. I look at everything that they can possibly put out there, and I see what's going on about them. As a matter of fact, if you type in Evangelist Mike Fisher, you'll see me on the first 9 pages of Google. Praise the Lord, I made it on the first page, Brother Jason. You'll see me in the first 9 pages of Google, and I will tell you this. Don't type in Mike Fisher because you're going to see a hockey player that isn't half as good looking as me. He married Carrie Underwood, who isn't half as good-looking as my wife. I'm going to tell you this, friends. In light of all those things, you need to see it is that you type it on there. If you type your name on there in the proper way, you ought to be able to see good things. If there's an explicit image on there, you'll see it. You'll see it. Makes you want to go type your name, I know. But you got to be careful. Before hitting send, remember this, that you cannot control where this image may travel. What you send to a boyfriend or a girlfriend easily could end up with their friends and their friends and their friends. Let me be very male for a second. Can I do that? If I was in high school and somebody sent me an image, here's exactly what would happen. Let me tell you exactly what, an unsaved perspective. Here it is. Hey, guys, you're never going to believe what I just got. You got a buck? He's got a dollar on you? Let me show you something. Give me a buck. And I'd show him the picture. But he loves me. Whatever. Whatever. Friends, I'm telling you this. I'm just telling you the human mind. In light of those things, I understand this. If you forward a sexual image of yourself, someone underage, you could be responsible for this image as the original sender. We already talked that. You could face child pornography charges. You will. You could go to jail. Possibility. And you'd have to register as a sex offender. Isn't that interesting at 13 years of age? You say, what do I do? I'm going to tell you this. Teenagers, I'm going to warn you. You got to do this. If people are sending you these things, and sometimes, listen, guys, if you're in the public school, you might be super careful too, because there's a little bit more liberty at times there. But I'm going to tell you, it's not a bunch of animals that get together. I hope we understand that. These kids are just kids. It's Brad's, like I was there, I was hanging out with Brad over there. Brad, they're a bunch of kids. That's it, man. Just having fun. Trying to live life over there. Do you know this, friends? If somebody sends you something, fellas especially, if somebody sends you something, you got to report it to somebody. You have to. It protects you. You say, I ain't no rat. It's not about being a rat. It's being very practical in protecting your future is what I'm saying. Felony is a pretty big deal. Huge deal. Young ladies, let me say this, because if you're ever tempted to do this, if you're looking for a cheerleader, you got one. Can I say something? You're worth it. 100%. You are absolutely worth it. There ain't no guy worth their weight in salt that tries to ask any picture like that from you. Oh, no, friends. You drop kick that nonsense. It ain't worth it. Because if he really loved you, he wouldn't ask for nothing from you, friends. Nothing. Nothing. You say, man, did you talk to my parents? No. No, you're beautiful. I don't know if you realize it or not, but you are. You got to respect yourself. You got to respect yourself. In light of all those things, we're rounding the corner and we're almost done. A few more things and we're all done, okay? Just use your brain. Think about the future. Watch this now. You get a job in the future and somebody looks up your name. This is happening all the time now. Unless you're working for a CD company, I'm going to tell you, you're a liability for that company. Randy Moss was probably one of the best football players in some instances that I ever saw play football. Who was it? Terrell Owens was another one. Cocky, wasn't he, buddy? But I tell you what, I love Terrell Owens. I love to watch him play ball. I love to watch him score to see what was going to come up next. He's going to go to the middle of the star at the Cowboy Stadium. I like that, too, by the way. He went to the star and saluted at the star twice, got tackled. Friends, I say all this. As good as he was a liability. You know what Andy Reid did to him? He's detrimental for my team. He made him practice in his driveway. And he was willing to pay him millions of dollars to stay off the team, off the field, and practice in his driveway back in Philadelphia. Why? Because it's a liability. Friends, all I'm telling is this. What you see, what you do on the internet, it'll come out later on. I can promise you that. Last part is this. What if your kids are growing up in this area in the future? Wow. Your kids are growing up in this area, and you got a husband now. You got a wife now. Now things got real serious. What are they going to see on the internet about you? See what I'm saying? It just matters what you put out there because you can't get it back. It can be just in words. You can't get it back. It can be in an image. You can't get that stuff back. You can't erase it. Once it's out there, it's gone. It's out of your control. You say, man, am I doing something wrong? I don't know. I'm just telling you, be careful. Be absolutely careful. Be careful of the things you put out there. Think through some of the things you put on there. Really do. I've never seen, honestly, all the texts, I didn't see anything inappropriate, guys. I mean, I really didn't. I know I'm picking on you. I didn't see anything inappropriate. That was great. That was clean. A lot of tired texts on there. A lot of people feeling a little weak. But I'll tell you this, friends. Use your brain. Because you're accountable for not just the idle words that come out, but now I'll tell you this, you're accountable for some of the idle messages in which we send. Really are. Friends, use your brain and realize this. If you got an issue with this, there's a great program here on Friday nights. I really love it. I know it's for the men, but I sat in this time and I sat with men that were just being honest with each other. Honest with each other. You know what we ought to do is just realize we just got to be honest. Just got to be honest. And you know what, teenager? You know what, sir, ma'am, grandma, grandpa, can we even go that far in this day and age? If you got an issue with the computer and the phone, you got to be honest with somebody. You got to tell somebody. I don't think that you should come up here in the front and say, you know what, my name's Mike Fisher and I got an issue playing Tetris on my phone. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you ought to get somebody alone and say, you know what that preacher talked about, I need you to know this. I got an issue with some of this stuff, and I've been tempted, and I sent a wrong image one time. And listen, can I just get accountable to you? Can I do that? Because I can't really be trusted right now. Friends, it'll help you. I promise you. Serious stuff. Now, that's the far end of the spectrum. Everything in between is serious as well, but that's the far end of the spectrum. That's what 27% of each high school in here is doing. Middle school, it ain't much better, friends, because their brains are still developing as well. And it's more apparent in you junior hires, at least the brain thing and the lack of brain stuff. Serious issue. Parents, you got to fight this battle. If you got kids, it's not you against the kids. It's you for the kids, for the hearts. And teens, you got to be willing to give it up sometimes and say, it'd be great. Not if you prepared it ahead of time and not if you just erased everything ahead of time, okay? Don't get me wrong. But it'd be great if sometimes you didn't erase nothing off of it. You just took the phone in and say, Mom, Dad, hey, let's just check it out real quick. I just want to make sure we're clean. Is there anything there you don't agree with? That's hard, isn't it? But it'll help you in the long run. You know what it's going to do building your family? It's going to build trust. Both ways. You're going to trust your parents and they're going to trust you. You're going to trust them not to explode. You just came to them, man. Friends, I'm telling you, if you could build families like that, social media is not the issue. That's small stuff. That's small potatoes. There's so much more that is after you than social media. But it's a big one right now, okay? Let's pray. Father, we love you and praise you. I thank you for your word, your will, your way. It's perfect. It really is. And although there wasn't a ton of scripture tonight, we know this. We know the principles. We mull them over in our heart. We know what's right. We know what's wrong. And Lord, although I've given the far extreme, oh, what a horrible term even, sexting, what a horrible term. We've given the far extreme of how detrimental it can be. It's all those little things that add up to it that can just be the little grapes there, the little foxes that spoil the vine. And Lord, I do pray this, that we just simply protect ourselves. It's worth it in the long run. It's worth it as a teenage man, a teenage girl, to stand before our future wife, our future husband someday at the wedding altar and know that, hey, there's nothing out there that's going to indict me. Nothing. I've been clean. I've been pure. What an honor. And Lord, as a parent, as a husband, as a wife, to know that I'm not sending wrong images. I'm not doing anything like that to indict myself on a phone that's so accessible, even in weak moments. Oh, Lord Jesus, we praise you. Be with us. How many would say this, really, at this time, with their heads bowed and eyes closed, would say, "Preacher, I'm going to be honest with you. I need this. I needed it. As a parent, I haven't been diligent, but I need to be diligent. That doesn't mean I'm going to throw in the towel and just take it all away, but I really need to be diligent about this. I don't need to run from it. I need to get to it." How many would raise their hand and say, "Pray for me, preacher. I need that. I see that. I see those hands. I see those hands." Parents, in all honesty, we do need that. Parents, how many would say this? I'm not waging the war right now. I'm not fighting my teenager. I'm not going to fight him. But I know that we need to sit down and have a conversation. We do. How many would say this? I'm purposing before the Lord that we just simply need to sit down and have an honest conversation. We laid the groundwork. How many would say that's me tonight? We just need to have an honest, no explosive conversation. Appreciate the honesty. Teenagers, if you could see the hands, I'll tell you, I think you'd be encouraged. Teenagers, how would you say this? You know what? I need to put the covenant up. I need to be a little bit more careful. I get a little bit loose at times. I shouldn't be as loose as I should. Or I need to protect myself against some of the social medias and some of the texting, some of the images, some of the computer things at this time. I need to protect myself. How many would say this as a teenager? You say, you know what? The wall ain't up like it should, but I know it should be a little bit better. How many would raise their hand and say, "That's me"? Just put it up quickly and right back down. I just need to keep the wall up. I see those. I see those hands. I see those hands, and I appreciate the honesty. Friends, honesty is really the first step in life. Friends, we're all on the same team here. Parents, adults, young people, grandparents, we're on the same team. It's called the church. It's called Crooked Creek Baptist Church. Same team. Father, we do love you and praise you. We thank you. I'm going to ask the piano to play. I'm just going to simply give us an opportunity. We've been here before, haven't we? This is what we do. If you need to come and pray, you come and pray. If you want to pray with your family, pray with your family. Oh, God, protect us, Lord. Protect us. Protect our families. Maybe I preached on something, wasn't even part of anything tonight. You come. Talk to the Lord. Let God work in your life.
Maybe some families should come together tonight. Maybe some families should come and pray here at this altar and purpose together that you're going to work as a team. You're going to try to encourage each other and help each other. You're not going to be bitter at one another. Folks, we need to respond to this message. Many of you responded saying God had worked in your heart. Maybe there's a parent that says that would say, "You know what? I'm going to take the first step. I'm going to go and get my child, my son, my daughter, and I'm going to go pray with them. I'm going to invite them to come pray with me." Maybe there's a dad here that will say, "You know what? I need to be more involved with my son here in this matter." Amen. We're on the same team here, guys. Dads, moms. How do you feel about this? Are you willing to take this step and say, "You know what? We really need to get together on this"? It's that serious. Young people, will you make a commitment to the Lord that you're not going to be bitter at your parents for wanting to know what's on your phone? I'm praying that there'll be some conversations tonight. As you go home, whether you go to the restaurant or wherever you go, but when you go home tonight, you'll sit down with your child, your teenager, your middle schooler, and say, look, we need to have a discussion and be on the same page. Understand, we're not against you. We're not against each other. But this is a very serious issue. Father, we are so grateful for your servant tonight bringing before us a great and very real problem. That's not in the just in the public school, but it's in the Christian school. As Brother Mike said, it's home school. It's in the church. It's real. And Lord, I can't help but think of, Lord, there's some real tension in this room between some parents and some children revolving around this whole thing of social media, this thing of use of their phones and how they use them. And I pray, God, by the power of your Spirit, that you will bring unity, that you will help the parents have wisdom and grace and to be strong and not to be afraid. And I pray that the children, Lord, the teens and others will be tender and receptive to some guidelines that mom and dad might give. Lord, please, we want your help in this. We don't want to just condemn. Lord, your Spirit has done that. Your Word has done that. Now we want to come alongside to bring comfort, to bring healing, to bring restoration is the goal for those that maybe have abused these tools. Oh God, we do commit this to you, this service, the decisions that have been made, many hands that were raised, and decisions that were being made. I pray that you would honor every one of them, Lord, in a special way. Lord, as they humbled themselves tonight and said, this is something I need to work on. Bless them for their humility. Honor them for that, would you, Lord? And give them great victory in the days ahead and great balance. Oh, Lord, I do pray these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.